Blog Talk Radio. Memphis Studios for It's the Rap Wednesday. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Hope everyone had a wonderful International Women's Day, and it is still Women's History Month, and we're going to talk about the women who contribute to the cause, and that's why we have a special guest, our regular guest, and continued guest, the Media Director of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, Reverend Frederick Shaw. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you again for having me on your show and always mentioning Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which I'm the Director of Public Affairs and the International Spokesperson.
Yes. Well, let me get that where everyone can make sure that they know who you are. That's why we continue to have you here. You all, this, what Reverend Frederick does is vital. He is the reason why we have our task force. He is the reason why we are connected with the NAACP. He is the reason why we are made aware internationally of this cause. And if you need to contact us, please feel free to do so. This is something that everyone under the sound of our voice internationally needs to know about. If you're not here, you can still get some help. If you need to have any information, it is here for you. And Reverend Frederick Shaw, from what I understand, he's been everywhere from Africa to where? Let us know.
I've been pretty much all over the world, China, Germany, London, Africa, South Africa, and Ghana. And so, you know, I've traveled, and of course, throughout the United States, and led protest marches, challenged the idea. Just so your audience will know, Citizens Commission on Human Rights is a watchdog group that exposes psychiatric abuses. A lot of times people think we're against mental health because we talk about electroshock and the mass drugging of children and adults, but we need to do that because there's no science behind these treatments and they do a lot of damage. So that's why we address these issues.
Yes. Understand you all that this is a vital cause no matter what, no matter where you are. And one thing we want to do for Women's History Month is highlight the women that have been enforcers of this cause. And we're going to allow Reverend Frederick Shaw to highlight some women that has pushed him along, helped him, assisted him, or helped lead the cause. Please, us highlight those women.
Well, first of all, there's my mother, who was always, while she was alive, was always in my corner, one of my biggest fans and the love of my life. She really guided me a lot, and I was lucky to have a powerful father, but who was in my life and living in my life. So I was lucky in that, but my mother was always the force out in the forefront, and he was the power behind the scenes. And when you get to the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, then you have this trio of women who are very powerful, who have kept this organization going for years, and that is Janie Skate, our president. Our deputy director is Marla Philiday, and our executive director and the engine of this whole thing is Fran Andrews. She's the person who's in charge, who continues to put up the fights, and these people do incredible research so that when I'm out in the public, all of this information that I'm getting is accurate, true, and undisputable. That is the reason I've been able to always win a debate with a psychiatrist until they stop debating me, is because of the information and the leadership of those three women.
Wow, that's amazing. And I have met the CEO, Jan, and she was so sweet, so nice, and we got a chance to include her in our honoring this year for International Women's Day because of what she does. So that was a wonderful thing to do. Also, it's a blessing to already have in your life, and you know, have had in your life, your mother that led that cause. And if you're a mother out there listening, you can be that person too. We want you to sign up. Give your time. If you don't give your time, you can donate. If you don't donate, you can educate. There are ways to inform people around you and in your community, whether you are an African-American person, whether you are an Asian-American person, whether you are a Latino person, where you can get the help that you need. And CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, does exactly that. We are the enforcers to make sure that the mental health care system is doing the job that they need to do. We are against abuse. We are against electroshock. We are against the abuse of medicines that do not help you get to the next level, meaning healing and health. And we also provide alternative methods on the website, which is CCHR International, correct?
Yes, CCHR International, which when you look it up on Google, it you can just say CCHRINT.org, and you can also get a lot of information off my personal website, CCHRTaskForce.org.
That's right. Well, you all, we have also gotten in some wonderful stories. We've gotten in some wonderful testimonials of the battle against mental health care abuse. I want to say thank you for sending in your stories. Thank you for reaching out to us so we can pass it along. Thank you so much for trusting us with your truth. We really appreciate that. Now, as you know, we are on all sorts and forms of social media, and that is on Twitter at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. CM Studios, Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Facebook, and Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Instagram. Please follow us. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and maybe we can share your story too. And if you're listening live, and we certainly appreciate that, feel free to call in and share with us at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, and share your story. We are here for education for the arts, but we also serve the community, and I'm proud to be a part of this task force. It is something that will be lifelong. I want to say thank you for everything that everyone has done thus far. Now, in essence, can you speak about the mothers who have helped and pushed this along as well for their children?
Well, you know, one of the things that as you are out in the community speaking to people and stuff, you will find people that have been abused by this system, people who have questions to ask. One of the things, we have people on the task force who are mothers and who have made it their business to get me on certain shows. I did a show Tuesday, and there was maybe, I'd say at least 30 people interacting on the chat, asking questions, making it known, supporting their ideas, even throwing out other suggestions. And it's the mothers that are doing it the most. I have men standing with me, but the ones who are the driving force are the mothers, or that female who is taking care of a child who has the courage to ask the question, this is what I'm dealing with. And when I give her the solution, they actually go and implement it. And it's the mothers that call and say, I got a situation. So, you know, this is a very important time, because as a minister, I know pretty much that most things, including churches, thrive when the women are involved. So, you know, I mean, we owe a debt of gratitude to the women of the world, and the respect that they are now getting is so important, because they are the ones that, from a spiritual point of view, the ones that God trusted with the future. So they were the ones that were powerful enough and needed enough that they had to be protected, and that's the role of the man. But the civilization thrives because of the woman.
Well, thank you so much for those words. You see why he's here, you all. And thank you to all the wonderful women that have been helping and will continue to help this fall, and for those who are coming in the future. Now, until next time, people, for It's a Wrap Wednesday on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we want you to simply be great.